Welcome back, everybody, to Cali Blockheads. I'm Grants with my usual crew.
Jacob!
Evan.
And we're going to be talking about the Activision bullshit that's been going on.
Console wars!
Yeah, console wars.
Let it begin!
Yeah. Where was this when I was, like, younger, when I had Xbox only?
I know, seriously, yeah. Like...
Well, Xbox did have... They had KOTOR. They had Halo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the original Xbox had
it.
Then again...
They had Fable.
They also yeah, Fable. Had, like, old game called Whacked and, And Grim Reaper.
Forza? Wasn't Forza a thing
yeah,
on the original
Forza...
Xbox? Or didn't...
Yeah,
or
was that Forza...
Yeah, and it was a cool one called Blitz or something, or a cat. It was a time machine.
I do remember playing that game, actually.
It's called Blitz or...
That actually was kind of fun.
They had some, like, really low-key good ones.
Yeah.
That, like, I don't know, my opinion are good, they're just under the radar.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But either way, Xbox has always had a problem with having major exclusives.
Well,
until now,
well,
them buying Bethesda and Activision.
Like, I think it stopped...
And Blizzard.
It stopped right when 360
Activision
came out. The original Xbox came out, they had some pretty good ones. But mm-hmm. when 360 came out, they just fucking died.
Pretty much.
And
yeah.
Sony, like, took it over.
Yeah. Because by the 360, I would even say the Xbox One era, was
all,
much
Halo,
all it was Halo, Gears, and Forza.
Yeah,
they didn't
yeah.
do anything
it.
With Fable.
Well,
they didn't.
Those
like...
are those are pretty popular though, but still.
Yeah.
It's
there was Sunset Overdrive.
Well, they also tried to do Crackdown or make a sequel to Crackdown.
Yeah,
Crackdown was kind of a big.
But
deal
I think
on
like
the
once
Xbox.
The 360 hit, they just fucking took a shit. But
yeah.
Gears of War
yeah.
was fun though.
Well,
yeah.
why do you think PS4 and PS5 better like console buy? Or
well,
people buy a console much more.
Well,
they
have Detroit, they have Last of Us, they have God of War.
They have too many studios, yeah.
Yeah.
But now, you can make an argument that, honestly, Microsoft has better exclusives now.
I mean, no, to be honest, like, from what
Give
I've
seen... time, though.
No, yeah. from what I've seen, Microsoft wants to keep, like, Call of Duty
mm-hmm.
and, I think, Diablo on the PS consoles.
Yeah, they're
going to
make it.
That is one of their top-selling games on the PS Store.
Oh,
yeah,
100%.
They're not going to take it off just for exclusive
they just want
rights.
The money.
Yeah.
Yeah. The money, yeah.
But I can totally see them in the future going like, oh, we want to like do an exclusive 3D studios or whatever, and that's it.
I would
yeah.
like them to redo Call of Duty. They change it
that's
up
That's actually
more.
One thing
like,
I am excited
like,
about them.
My opinion
is
Call of Duty's have sucked ever since like
yeah.
what, World War II.
They
II,
haven't been good since Black Ops
2. Yeah,
No. The new Modern Warfare game was pretty good.
Yeah, but
it was alright. I'll give it that.
The OG ones are still
but,
like,
you know what's even more amazing?
Hmm.
Modern Warfare 2 is coming out. I know it for a fact.
What
you know they haven't announced it?
What do you think the remake is actually
going to
happen?
Oh, no. Oh, it is going to happen because...
Online, too?
Most likely.
I'd love to see
Dude,
it.
But,
so
but
people would die. For
because
yeah.
I was on Twitter one day. I was like scrolling through, and I think one of like, the developers was like, going, how do you beat the Modern Warfare 2 cover for the game?
You can.
No, but like with him like saying, like, oh, how do you beat this? They're making another Modern Warfare 2. They're remaking this.
They remade the
Apparently
story.
It's been ready to go forever, but they just for some reason won't put it out.
No, they remade the story, right? The story came out.
Yeah, the campaign has been remade.
But
the
online people care about the most.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's all people
yeah,
care about.
Yes.
Maybe there's a possibility of making a new Call of Duty on those kind of calibers with Microsoft probably actually giving Infinity Ward and Treyarch proper time to like
why not
develop
try
these
someone
games
else
now.
To it? Why not like in the share anyway? Try someone else to do it. Maybe they might be better.
Yeah.
Like fuck
well,
it.
No, they are
yeah.
planning on like not like releasing every year now.
With,
yeah,
I
think
I think that's better because
yeah.
like every
no,
like, 3 years it's old after a while.
It gets really old.
Yeah.
I think yeah, the days of annualizing Call of Duty are
because like
yeah.
back in the day, people
yeah.
lined up for like. Whole night,
yeah.
remember? Like,
yeah.
I remember you went to one night, one time.
Oh yeah,
you
I went to the midnight release of Black Ops
yeah.
2.
I remember going home from school.
Yeah,
and driving by it, and it was like 10 people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
there and stuff. I'm like, oh, whatever.
But yeah, exactly. Those Call of Duties, like, even though they're out yearly,
they're still fucking
they were
good.
They're fired.
Yeah,
oh,
they
yeah.
were.
Until no, Black Call of Duty
two,
definitely
after
had to
Black
say that.
Ops
it
2.
Became a huge hit for a reason. They were fucking fire games, but. You know, then they just start putting out shit and look at where it is now. But that's a sad thing. It's like, even though the last, like, four Call of Duties, in my opinion, have been hot trash, they still make a lot of money.
They do.
Yeah.
That's why they didn't care.
Yeah.
That's like they're just like, fuck it.
Well, the season pass helps a lot, too, though.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
That's true.
People
but
draining money on that.
With Vanguard taking the shit now, they're going to release the Modern Warfare 2 remastered, whatever,
people
whatever they want to call
people
it,
like,
in October.
I still think we'll probably get a new Call of Duty for next year. I think maybe
no,
next 100%. Couple years we might still get annuals, but I would say by like 2024, 2025, the annualization Call of Duty is dead.
Yeah. What do you think of Sony, though? What do you think Sony and Bungie, though? Let's jump to that.
I think it's a great idea. I mean, honestly, Sony's biggest issue was shooters.
Yeah.
They never really had a good shooter. They had Killzone back in the day, but Killzone was all right. And clearly
it
was
it was fun, though.
It was fun. I played them.
It wasn't like the...
But it was whatever. There were it was an obvious way to try to compete with Halo, and it miserably lost.
Well, we played it once in a while for an hour, and we kind of like got bored of it, remember?
Yeah.
And that was it. It was fun, but after a while, you're like, okay.
It was cool, but yeah, nothing really
sustainable. One thing is, with Bungie, they've been trying to buy them for the past 6 months.
I didn't know that.
So it's been 6 months.
Is it really just a cop-out? Oh, okay, Microsoft bought this. We had to buy something.
No, it wasn't. This was before they even bought Activision.
I'm sure they thought about it after the Bethesda thing, though.
Because like, I think people like are saying Microsoft's back. I think in time they might compete it, but still, like, PlayStation still has Spider-Man and like God of War. Yeah.
PlayStation, no matter what, still has so many.
And they have like Last of Us.
In my opinion, Microsoft just finally put themselves in the conversation after the Activision Blizzard thing.
Because like past like 10, 15, 20 years now, since 360, Sony's been like dominating the exclusive games.
Oh yeah.
Besides Halo and Gears of War, but but they have like 10 other games.
This is what I have said for like a decade now, and I'll continue to say this: if you're a dude bro gamer, you want your shooters, you want your racers, you want your sports, you get an Xbox. If you want like your story, single player, wide variety of like different kinds of games, you get a PlayStation.
Yes,
that's the simple way to describe it.
Yeah.
But I think now, hopefully the competition now, because last 5 or 10 years now, the game's been suck because it's unfinished. So I think hopefully this might make people make games better because they're competing.
I think no matter what, even now, as a PlayStation gamer like us, I mean, you're kind of like... So.
Hey, you look great. Fuck you. I have a PC now.
I'm more of an. I'm still more of an Xbox guy. Cause I like it better. But I'm saying that now they can compete. Now, like, they have competition.
No, they 100%.
Now Sony was like no competition. Xbox is now maybe try or maybe
Sony was basically taking a piss on them for the last decade.
And maybe you know, Xbox might make a new cool game out of nowhere. You never know.
Yeah.
It may make Diablo like 5.
That's honestly what I was worried about. Like, I feel like maybe Diablo could maybe be exclusive. Do you see them actually doing
that? No. That's
too big
of
a game.
Diablo's not that big, though. It's big, but it's not that big.
Grant,
sit the fuck down, okay?
Dude, Diablo's a big deal. I'm not saying it's not, but
a big one is was it World of Warcraft they bought?
Yeah, World of Warcraft. That's major.
That's huge. That is huge. People still play that.
Oh, yeah. I can see them rebooting World of Warcraft or just like doing new things with it or whatever.
They make money off it. They still make money off it, so who cares?
Yeah. There's still people who play World of Warcraft.
Oh, yeah. 100%. I'm not shitting on WoW. WoW's definitely got its
fan base. Yeah, they update all the time, I think.
But honestly, I think this is a great sign for them to maybe make even new Spyros or new Crashes or new Tony Hawks.
That'd be exclusive, though, probably. Yeah.
See, those I can see being exclusive. Hey,
I think Crash should be, for them, be smart for exclusive because it'd be...
That's a big deal.
Make people buy an Xbox.
Plus, they don't really have platformers. That's another thing you got to think of.
More shooters.
Well, like, actually, that's not true. They have Banjo-Kazooie, but they don't do anything with it for
some
reason.
Old game I have, I think you might have played it, is Voodoo Vince.
I've heard of it.
All platform games.
Yeah.
You're a voodoo doll killing people. That's it. It's fun.
That's fun.
Funny story.
Actually, honestly, now that they own Toys for Bob, and like, I think Vicarious Visions also did like some of those like Crash remakes or whatever. Either way, they have studios that can make platforms now. I can actually see them making a new because they got the talent for it now.
I'm just hoping that they actually finish games now because I'm really scared to buy a fucking game because we'll fix it later. It's like, dude, why don't you fix it now?
100%. No, that's how I've been with EA and Activision for the last like 3 years.
Like, don't worry,
I'm going to see what happens.
Like, we'll fix it in 2 months.
I made the mistake of buying 2042 right off the bat.
Oh, I saw it coming. I just saw it. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to watch this just explode and just see.
Everybody saw it coming. We have these problems, but still release the game. Like, why release? Why don't you just delay the game? Game delayed instead of fucking, like, you know.
The Sony exclusives, I will give them that they actually have their game. Great at the
they
very
have,
beginning.
But they have small bugs, but it's not that very minor.
They never have game breaking bugs.
For the news, God of War is like going they didn't have the story plus mode at launch.
But the story was still good though. Yeah,
but it's like
for me, I played late, so I had to.
Yeah, but it's still, still amazing.
Yeah, but they're always minor bugs, but it's not like take you out of the game. Like now, games like come out, you can't barely play them because like there's like no point in playing because they're so shitty. Like fuck it, I'm sure and do something else.
Yeah.
That's what I hope for. I'm hoping competition. They make games good again. Make games great again.
But this does cause... exactly.
Make games great again, guys.
This causes competition. And they're like, oh, shit, we need to kind of buck up now.
Back in the day, like Call of Duty's games, there's minor bugs. They're still great.
Generally a great experience,
Yeah.
So with Microsoft buying Activision and all that, can you see Sony buying like Take-Two, the creators of GTA 5?
Honestly, if
that's
Sony
too
was...
Much, though. That's too much,
that's just too much money. You can't. Not, I mean, if anything, you can maybe buy an IP if you want to take something off of Take-Two. Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto makes so much money alone, yearly still.
Yeah, Take-Two is just too big.
Grand Theft Auto makes, like, one of the top
Grand
five
Grand Theft Auto,
of
Borderlands.
Money.
You got the NBA 2K games under them.
They make too much money. They want a lot of money if they do that. Let's say the ceiling does go down the hill. They might make desperate. 10 years from now, they might make desperate things, but I highly doubt they'll be that.
Honestly,
desperate.
In terms of Sony, I think they're going to be looking for just like
they have Spider-Man anyway.
I guess American team talent or just talent that does like kind of shooters or kind of like,
yeah, because their shooters are pretty bad.
Or
because they just don't have really any like studios in that field except Bungie now.
Or Sony creates their own or another studio,
and then starts making games like that.
First-person shooters. Yeah.
I think honestly, what I want to see from Sony is then. I mean, this honestly goes for Microsoft too. If anything, I hate to say it, but if Microsoft should be buying Japanese studios. If anything,
dude,
because
they would not even allow Microsoft.
Well, this is why, because
feet,
the Japanese market like literally hates Xbox.
Yeah,
they
do. Yeah,
them.
Yeah.
So,
they're not going to go for that.
No, but what if they buy Konami?
They're not going to let them.
I highly doubt it. I think they'll probably call us. Hey, Sony, it's one up us. We're good.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure. Yeah, like any Japanese like company would be like, hey, Sony, by the way, Microsoft's trying to do some shit. You want to put your hand in the pot?
Happen.
Like,
okay, they want two billion. Sony's like, okay. They call them and go, Microsoft's offering $2 billion. Okay, give us $5 billion and it's yours. Like, okay, whatever.
Or they just go like, well, Microsoft is offering $2 billion for our company. So
give us $5 billion.
Give us $1 billion and we'll call it even.
Call it a day. But yeah, if I was Microsoft, dude, I'd try to buy Konami. I mean, same as Sony. Dude, the fact that Konami has Metal Gear, Silent Hills, Castlevania, and does nothing with it. You know how much fucking potential that can be right there? I'm not even a big fan of those games, and I know that's just stupid to not do anything with them.
Like what you said, every exclusive game that's really popular are all shooters for Xbox.
Yeah.
Like Gears of War. Halo.
Gears of War is a great
shooter. After the third, though, it kind of...
Basically, Xbox right now is the king of
shooters,
Western RPGs, kind of racing, because Forza kind of eclipsed Gran Turismo, I would say, a few years ago, or like 5 years ago, whatever.
Didn't they buy like a rights for like a racing game years back?
Who, Microsoft?
Yeah.
Well, that's why Forza. But they've...
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, that's their racer, Forza.
Okay. Sony really fucked up. Also, they stopped making MotorStorm games.
Yeah, you were a big fan of those
games. Never played that.
I played
them
a handful at your house back in the day.
I never knew that.
They were amazing. Like, they were amazing racing games.
I do agree it's stupid that they're only relying on Gran Turismo.
One thing I hated growing up is Xbox. I couldn't play Sly or Crash.
Yep.
Two things I hate about, but...
Wait, you hate Sly?
No, I couldn't play it. I couldn't play it.
Oh, okay.
I like Sly. No,
you hate Sly?
I like Sly Cooper because Grant would always bring it, and we would switch off all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was also a two-player game we tried, and we sucked at. Remember that two-player mode?
Yeah, I remember there was a two-player mode back in the day.
We weren't good at it at all.
That was just ass.
Well,
yeah.
I couldn't play those two games.
Yeah. But I would even, for honestly, Microsoft, I would maybe even look into a Capcom or like a Square Enix, something kind of Japanese-ish.
They're not going to allow Microsoft to buy them.
I think Sony could see them buying Capcom.
But to me, there's no reason Sony should buy them. Because at the end of the day, all those games, okay, as a Square Enix guy, I know you guys hate Square Enix, so you guys don't give a shit about
them.
Every Square Enix fan, if they like those games, they're owning a PlayStation. Like, without hesitation. I would say Capcom games are kind of the same way, to be honest. Yeah, Resident Evil is pretty multi-platform. I'll give it that. But, like, Monster Hunter is pretty PlayStation.
Grant, why do you always bring up fucking Kingdom Hearts in every single episode?
I didn't say that.
You always bring it up.
Yes,
dude,
say that.
No, you said,
I said Square Enix. And I didn't say Kingdom Hearts, and then you guys started going on the Kingdom Hearts rant all of a sudden.
Because we know you, Grant. That's what you're thinking of right now.
No, that's
Kingdom
not,
Hearts.
No, I'm saying Final Fantasy
fucking
2.
Fucking Sora's big-ass shoes.
I'm just saying,
fetish,
Final
princess.
Fantasy, if people like those kinds of Japanese RPGs, they have a PlayStation.
Yes.
I would even say Capcom. Like, I mean...
They'll probably buy it. If they're desperate, they'll buy it.
I guarantee
company.
You if you did a poll of every Capcom fan or just any fan of their games and which systems they own, I guarantee the majority of them own PlayStation.
I don't think Sony's even work. Is they still have God of War and make part of shit of money. And Spider-Man's coming
Spider-Man.
Out.
Spider-Man, no.
But the point I'm trying to make is there's kind of
What
no
is your point, Grant?
What's
well,
your
you're
point?
You're not letting me make the point, assholes. But the point is, it's just like...
So, Jake, what do you think about
it's just like Sony and all these Japanese publishers have such a great relationship already. What's the point of buying them out?
Yeah,
there's
that's
no
true.
Point.
Just to confirm it.
But there's no point, though. They're still going to make games for them. And there's still going to be people buying their consoles to play those games.
What if someone else offers, a different studio besides Microsoft and Sony, offers more money? they might take it.
What, Nintendo? Nintendo ain't this conversation.
You never know.
Nintendo will never fucking buy another company. They're going to stick to their own
shit.
Yeah,
they have their own lane, and they're going to ride that lane. They're going to ride that lane until the earth explodes.
Yeah, that's just who they are.
6 years, they'll buy Call of Duty.
Hey, fucking Nintendo.
You have Mario.
Apparently Switch went past, what, the 100 million mark recently?
No, that was PS5. It passed the Wii U.
I thought that was the Switch. I thought the Switch passed 100 million units.
Could have sworn it was the Switch. You have Mario playing a battle royale game and a glue log. Yoshi.
But
with a Russian accent.
Okay. I just think, honestly, Microsoft in general just needs to look outside of the shooter, the dude bro, genre a bit.
They need more.
Activision Blizzard was a great step towards that, in my opinion, even though they have very dude brody games.
Shooter games.
Well, at the day, the Blizzard stuff.
Besides that, but...
And plus Spyro, Crash, Tony Hawk.
They didn't have any platform games, like you said.
Yeah, they didn't really have platformers until now. Now they got Banjo, Crash, and Spyro. That's huge.
People said that they were the face of Sony at one point.
Did it?
Yeah, they were.
Spyro, was.
Spyro and Crash were the
face. Yeah,
of
Sony.
And now it's like, it's kind of weird that it goes a 360 loop. Like, their original faces of the games of the Sony is now Xbox.
Yeah. Well, that's Sony's fault for letting...
They should
let it walk away.
I thought they. I honestly thought they owned Crash.
No.
Nope.
I honestly thought Activision owned it. Ever since PlayStation 1 came out, I thought they owned it.
They never did.
Oh.
Because Microsoft wasn't a thing at the time.
No, but I thought they owned it because eventually, because Crash makes a lot of money. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the end of the day, with Sony, I would just more want to see them buy Konami and Bluepoint. Those are really the two things.
I just want them to make it.
You just want to make Kingdom Hearts
awesome
4, right?
This literally has nothing to do with
first-person shooter game.
I'd like to see Sony make a first-person shooter. That's why kind of Bungie is a thing.
They have the studios to do it, too.
No, it's like you buy... Bungie, in my opinion, is definitely one of the best shooter studios on the planet.
All I know for a fact that Microsoft bought Call of Duty and is giving Nintendo for free. And you see Mario... killing the
Ouija. What do you see? Okay, I'm actually curious. What do you think if Microsoft was going to buy another studio? Because I kind of think they are. I think they're just going to.
Yeah, I think buy shit like Disney. Like Disney and the Star Wars and all stuff.
I think they're trying the Disney.
Which is smart, though. I mean,
it's 100% smart.
Well,
the next studio.
But what do you think they would buy next if they were going to buy something? I actually could see somebody making a run at EA. I think PlayStation should get at EA, to be honest.
EA's trash, though. I mean,
you still got those franchises, though.
Yeah, but
plus Assassin's Creed or not Ubisoft.
You get Madden. You get.
I would like to buy someone buy EA just for Madden and redo Madden. Like make Madden great again.
Madden needs a reboot. Yeah, Madden
make
definitely
Madden
needs a
reboot
again. I know there's BioWare you can do for them.
Yeah, I think they should buy Ubisoft.
Honestly, I think they're buying
Ubisoft. Makes a lot of sense.
I see BioWare. That's why.
Yeah,
I see.
Mass Effect.
Yeah, Mass Effect was exclusive to Xbox 2, wasn't it?
No, or
the first one was.
First and second were, I think.
The second one came to PS3. I remember that.
They lost. Yeah, they fucked up there.
I think just recently, Mass Effect came to PlayStation through that Legendary Edition. Because
I remember if you have all three games on Xbox, your story continues.
And
that poor lady came to me and I punched in the face again.
Yeah. But. I think Sony should make a run at EA or Ubisoft, and I'd kind of say for Microsoft, the same thing / Konami.
Yeah.
Wait, Microsoft buying or Sony buying Konami?
I think both should. I think they need to race each other right now.
Yeah.
Because either way, if you buy Konami, you get an exclusive horror franchise, you get an exclusive, great story single-player game, and then and then Castlevania you can kind of do a lot of different things with.
Yeah, you can go different ways,
Or make a whole different game.
So we just buy Nintendo and call it a day.
Dude, honestly, this is me being selfish, but I wanted to switch the bomb.
Why? Fuck you, Grant.
I wanted to switch the bomb.
Why?
Because Sony would buy them. Imagine fucking playing.
They make so,
Nintendo
they have so much
game.
Money.
No, but they were in the shitter after the Wii U. So if the Switch bombed, they were fucked. They were riding everything on the Switch, and they just happened to luck out that the Switch exploded for them.
Grant, the Switch is amazing.
No, I'm not saying the Switch isn't great.
It's good for traveling, too.
The Switch
too.
Is fantastic.
It's good for traveling.
But, I'm just being selfish. I want Nintendo games on PlayStation.
My only gripe is...
Then get a fucking Switch, Grant! That's your own problem!
My only gripe is that their prices never go down.
Yeah.
Because, Microsoft and Sony always have sales all the time. Mm-hmm. They have, holiday sales, they have Easter sales, they have fucking sales up the wazoo.
Yeah,
we just had a sale for, 40% off or something last week.
Yeah, Sony's been really good about it, discounting their games lately. I've been buying so much discounted games, dude. I'm locked in for games until like May at this rate.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, I got such a fat back catalog now because of all these sales and shit. I'm like, god damn.
And also, the Game Pass is way more better in place than...
Yes. But I also heard that Sony's coming out with their own...
Yeah. As of now, is Game Pass...
I think they'll eventually come out with a Game Pass.
They do. Well, it's called PlayStation Now.
What I really
That's not really what it's meant for, though. Or it's not really designed around that. But I heard they're rebranding it for that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But it's kind of like their mini... It's their version
of it.
They're figuring it out. Yeah, it's their version, but it's not as good.
Yeah.
But I really want to see Sony like do backwards compatibility.
They need to fix that,
too. I have fucking the OG Ratchet & Clank... on my PS3.
That's one thing. Xbox, they always have backwards compatible. Yes. They always get that. Like, we played my old Xbox games on 360, me and Grant, all the time.
And Sly Cooper?
Yep.
I got those games on digital.
Sony for sure owns Sly Cooper, right?
Yes. They own 100%. That. That's Insomniac.
So,
and they own Ratchet and Clank, too. They own Jack.
Why don't we redo Sly Coopers? People will fucking buy that.
People will buy that, but they won't do it.
Me and Jacob have been saying this for years. Look, that they need to do this shit.
Me and Grant have had conversations going like, they really need a remake.
People would jump on that shit right now. People would like freak out.
Oh, I would fucking buy
people, I would buy it too.
Like, I bought it here and there. I don't have it, but I played here and there at Grant's house, and I thought the game was fun.
It was like the first one was amazing.
All right. Well, either way, getting back to the Activision thing, it's just an interesting race.
I think
we'll see more acquisitions. Console wars are alive more.
You
than
never
ever
know. Maybe enough. 10 years, maybe Xbox might take over. I mean, like.
Dude,
to be superior.
This rate. Yeah. Dude, honestly, at the rate we're going, it seems like Microsoft's going to buy out everything.
But
God
also,
damn.
Sony do have like really powerful franchises, though. Like, 100%. Like Spider-Man, God of War.
But, you know, doesn't really matter if they try and buy more studios because they have to get approved through the courts. If they become a monopoly, they won't allow...
I say they're still far away from that, to be honest.
No, they're not.
And also, they can make crack games, too, though. Crappy games, too. Doesn't mean that you bought studios.
Yeah.
They mean Call of Duty would be great, amazing... Yeah. Next one, so you never
know. At the end of the day, too, as like a hardcore PlayStation guy like myself, it's like even though Xbox has been making these crazy like acquisitions, it's like at the end of the day, I want to play the games I want to play, and they're still only on PlayStation.
Oh no, not for me. Like Crash, I want to play Crash again and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Who was about Diablo?
No, there is some people that look like fuck. I have to kind of get an Xbox now because
or
of,
a PC.
Know, Elder Scrolls,
and
all the Bethesda stuff.
Yeah, that like that. I might
PC Master Race.
Oh yeah. Really?
Elder Scrolls might be fucked because I've been waiting for that for years.
Honestly, yeah. With all these acquisitions, the PC Master Race and people have way more of an argument just to have everyone jump ship now.
Honestly, you know what? What's great about the PC is that they can play both Xbox games.
Microsoft's
and you can play
good about that, though.
And all like Steam and all the other. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because
and Sony's making more of a push towards the PC side, too. They're actually making PC ports.
They're not as
the success that they've had is amazing.
They're not good. Microsoft is still better for that part. But
yeah. But Sony's more going like, okay, we can put this onto PC.
Yeah. But
fuck Xbox.
Give it time.
Yeah, give it time. Alrighty. This has been Cali Blockheads. Thank you all for listening. I've been Grant.
Jacob.
Evan.
And we'll see you all next time.
Peace.